Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU Sustainable Agriculture and Cover Crop Educator Dean Boz talking about cover crops for prevented planting, forage, and following wheat. USDA's Risk Management Agency announced earlier this summer that producers can hay, graze, or cut cover crops to sell or use as silage, haylage, or baleage on prevented planting acres on or after September 1st and still maintain eligibility for their full 2019 prevented planting insurance payments. Dean said harvesting shortly after September 1st would ensure higher forage quality and allow regrowth to provide fall residue. Corn and soybean can also be planted as cover crops under this scenario, and Dean shared recommendations on using these conventional crops for that purpose. Follow recommendations for cover crops following wheat for prevented planting situations. Dean talked through a table found in the MSU Extension article, Cover Crops for Prevented Planting, that shows the best species for different goals, and a similar tool is available for general use on the Midwest Cover Crop Council website. Check out the Delayed Planting and the Cover Crops websites at MSU for more information on these topics. The weather outlook was presented by MSU Ag Climatologist Jeff Andreessen. A trough in the air pattern recently has brought unusually hot and humid conditions that will last through the weekend. Since March 1st, we have accumulated nearly 1,400 growing degree days, with another 160 predicted for the coming week. We are now a few days ahead in heat units, which is a reversal from our cool spring. Rainfall this past week throughout the region was spotty, with one-week totals ranging from just 1/100th of an inch in Fenville to 1.35 inches in Coldwater, with an average of only 3/10 of an inch for the region. A shift in the upper air pattern will be occurring for next week, bringing cooler and drier conditions for the rest of July, but little guidance is currently available for August. The rainfall forecast through next Thursday calls for 3/4 to 1.5 inches of rain, most of which will fall between this past Thursday through the weekend. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I also want to make you aware of two meetings that MSU Extension will be hosting in the next few weeks. Tools for Navigating a Challenging Farm Economy will be held on Friday morning, August 2nd, from 8:30 to 1 o'clock at Greenstone in Schoolcraft, and Greenstone will be sponsoring the lunch. Topics will include FSA updates, crop insurance options with prevented planting and other considerations, finding financial success in uncertain times, and weathering the storm, managing farm stress in stressful times. On Friday morning, August 16th, we will host the Southwest Michigan Crop and Irrigation Research Field Day. The meeting will be held north of Sturgis on North Centerville Road, a half mile south of Featherstone Road. The meeting is sponsored by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee and includes a free lunch. Topics include old and new tools for irrigation scheduling and soil moisture monitoring, corn leaf wetness and tar spot in corn, irrigation uniformity checking, soybean nodulation and crop development research, and soybean production in a late planted season. Registration for both of these meetings can be found online at the MSU Extension website. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where MSU's field crop entomologist Chris DeFonso will talk about insect management. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.